What is up, everybody? It is your good friend Ben here with another episode of the Why Not Podcast. First of all, thanks for all of the support on my first couple episodes. It was very humbling to see how many people are actually taking the time to hear the musings that are coming from my crazy little head. And so I definitely appreciate that. And even if you don't know me, but you decided to jump on this strange little journey, I definitely appreciate you coming along for the ride. It, the support does mean a lot because I know we find ourselves in situations and we find ourselves kind of feeling like we're alone. But in reality, when we look around, there are more people around us going through similar life stories if we were only to pay attention to somebody besides ourselves. And so I definitely appreciate that. And I appreciate you coming along for the ride. All right. So today was going to be a different episode and it was going to be a little different start to what this was supposed to be. But with some divine inspiration, and I think just something, sometimes in life, things just happen. And this sounds corny and cheesy, but things do happen for a reason. And things kind of like mindsets and different things change and different things happen just to kind of put you on a different course. And so I think this put me on a different course for what today actually is. And so last week was a great week for me personally. There was a lot of good things happening with school and like with my kids at my students at school. I don't have any kids of my own. Let's not get that rumor started, but I do have like my students and just some really good things were happening. And I was on my way to ending my week on an extreme high, but like right there almost at the finish line, I got some news that was not bad news, but it was just news that was like a little bit of a world shift for me. So some things were going to change. And it was just sometimes when you get those things that kind of catches you off guard and you really don't know how to process it right away, that's where I was. I was in that situation where I was like, okay, all right, this is going to be a change. We're going to deal with this. We're going to move forward. But I found myself over the last few days, just during that, I found myself like in a little bit of a weird headspace. And I don't know if you're anything like me, but when I get in those kind of headspaces, I clean. And that may be a healthy way, that may be a non-healthy way. But either way, that's what kind of helps correct me and helps kind of put me back on the right path. So that Saturday, I woke up and I just took a look around my apartment and I was just looking at stuff that had been sitting there. And like some of it had been collecting dust for years and I hadn't touched it. And I'm like, you know what? That's going away. Like it just kind of almost Marie Kondo'd my apartment a little bit, but it was just some things that were in my life that didn't allow room for other things that were actually necessary in my life. So needless to say, Goodwill got a sizable donation of some very interesting assortment of things. And it was just the most random donation if you'd ever look. But it was just some things in my life that weren't serving me anymore. And it made me think of something a therapist told me a couple years ago. And she told me, because I was talking about community and I was just saying, hey, I just really need more this in my life. And she said, well, you actually make room in your life for things that you want. And sometimes things have to go away in order for you to make room for things that you actually need in your life. And that was something that it stuck with me. And it kind of made me think about like how I spend my week. And anybody who knows me knows that I love to serve. I love to volunteer, especially at our church, and I love to do those kind of things. But I was taking stock of my week, and there wasn't a lot of time that it was just Ben. Like, it wasn't a lot of time that it was just Ben or just or things that could actually pour into me. It was a lot of me pouring out. And I've heard this several times over the last years, especially years since I've lived in Florida, is you can't pour from an empty pitcher. And I was finding myself trying to do that. And that really made me think about like, well, what does my week look like? And what is something that could fall off of it that I could replace with something that would actually be, and this sounds super selfish, but I promise you it's not, but that could actually pour into me a little bit. And so I found there was an area of ministry that I decided to take a break from. And I told the director over, I was like, it's nothing personal, but this is just kind of where I feel like I need to be in this season. And sometimes we have those seasons where you have to step back from things. It's not anything against anybody. It's just that's what you need to do for you in that moment. And so I did. And when I did that, I actually found a small group that I joined that was kind of on a night that I normally would be doing that. And it was a really good group of dudes because we're all just a bunch of different age ranges, but you wouldn't have ever put us in the same room outside of being in a small group. And it was one of those kind of cool God coincidences where you are with people, but you're with people for a reason. And I got to spend about 6 weeks just learning and growing with some of these guys. And it was just what I needed in that season. And it made me think about, like, well, if this is what this could be, and this was just a short period of time, what could this look like over a longer period of time, we'll say. So that's what really got me thinking about community and just the importance of it. And it's been something I've tried to carry on, but it is something I've had to be more intentional of, especially this year. So that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about putting the you in community and actually plugging yourself into situations where you find people that you can do life with. Because one thing our church expresses a lot is you can't do life alone. I mean, you could, but it's not going to be the same as if you did life with people around you that love and support you and that are there for you. So that's what we're doing today. We're going to talk about just having community and what that looks like, the ups and the downs of it, because there are positives and negatives to both sides of this. So that's what we're going to do today. So I'm going to toss it back to a couple years ago when I joined a community that years earlier I would have never dreamed of being a part of, because I am not the biggest sports guy. I look like I am if you ever meet me. My athletic director, his wife worked at our high school, and she would see me every day in high school and would just look at me and say, "It's like, what a waste." She's like, "You are in the band when you should be on defensive line." And it was just one of those things where, like, in the moment I'm like, well, it's not really something I chose, because my mom had other choices, and I'm very grateful for the choices that she helped me make. But it was just like sports were, that was never something I was always super interested in. So I joined a couple years ago, I joined a fantasy football league, and it was very intimidating, number one, because like I said, I don't know a ton about football. I know just enough to get me in trouble and just enough to kind of fake a conversation with people. And so the first night I remember at the draft, I had to ask for some help on some things just because I didn't know who to pick. I didn't know what to do. And so I had some wonderful advice from that about, you don't want to ever draft a kicker first or your defensive team. So you got to make sure that you're doing that. But it was, again, an environment where I was a little scared, but I did have some friends around me that I could kind of be there with. And I think that was a really cool thing, was I wasn't doing it alone. So what was really cool about this small group is we had a guy, our former small groups coordinator at our church. His name is Mark Boyette. He's actually pastoring in Texas now. Shout out, Mark. But Mark was really cool about setting up space for us to obviously do the fantasy football aspect of it, where we had like weekly matchups and there was trash talk and all that kind of stuff. And your boy has got a black belt in smack talk. I don't know what it is. Like, again, I have no athletic prowess to back any of it up, but smack talk is something that I am really good at. And if you want to discuss that later, I'd be more than happy to go more in depth on that. But all of that to say is, like, we had some time throughout the week just to kind of, like, we would text back and forth. We had, like, group messages on different people who were matched up. And there was that aspect of it. But Mark was very conscious about setting up a time during the week where all of us could meet. And we met on Sunday nights, because you had Sunday night football. We met on Sunday nights at a local barbecue place, and we just had a group of us. Even if your teams weren't playing, a group of us just got together, and we just kind of did life. We ate really good barbecue, but we watched some really good football. But we also got to know people and got to just kind of walk through life together. And that was just a great experience, number one, just because I had a weird little family that a few years before I would have never imagined or even allowed myself to be a part of, because I was very intimidated by that aspect of the whole sports aspect and that kind of stuff. But I would have never been in that position to have that kind of family. But because I decided to say, hey, you know what, I'm going to give this whole fantasy football thing a shot. And it was just really cool, because there were some really cool moments that we had, because obviously we watched a lot of football, but we also got a chance just to hear people's stories and just to kind of figure out where we all were in this thing called life, and that we all weren't like we were going through different things, but we've been through similar circumstances and we can learn from each other in those things. Or we just had developed a support system that I think we really need, because again, you doing life alone is not great. It's not like, cause you can, and it is something that is possible, but in the grand scheme of things, it's a lot easily done when you actually have people that are walking alongside of you. And so I really appreciate Mark for creating that, because it was something that we could obviously do the silly stuff and be very vulnerable at the same time. And I really enjoyed that, so much so that when March Madness rolled around, I said, hey, you know what? Your boy's going to join another one. And I remember telling my brother this, and my brother looked at me, he's like, I don't know who you are right now, because this is not you. This is not something I would have ever imagined for you. But I said, hey man, small groups have made me a brand new person, and I am a better man for it, I think. But again, it was kind of a similar situation. Like, we would watch basketball, but again, we would also have those moments where we could just kind of talk and just kind of do life with one another. And it was something, there are memories that I will cherish, just because there are some of the silliest things have came out of that. And like some of the like text chains and stuff, I still look back, I'm like, wow, there was a lot of smack talk happening that day. But in the same respect, I now have friends that have become family. I now have brothers and sisters in Christ that are close to me, because I allowed myself to take a moment to step into that and to step in a world that I was very intimidated by initially. But I'm very appreciative of that, and actually what that community did for me. So this leads me to the next season of my life, where our church did this book. Our lead pastor, his name is Stephen Vigalis. He actually wrote a book called Friend of God. And this past semester in our small groups, they actually had different groups doing this thing, but we're all going through it together. But we had a group that was specifically for our age range, which was 29 to 39. And I find myself smack dab in the middle, closer to the end of it, but I still find myself in this age range. And it was really cool, because every Monday night we got a chance to come together as a group. And again, the group of people that were at this table and were at this group, you wouldn't have ever been able to shake it out like in any sort of way, other than it was a small group and God meant for us to be in that situation. And so what was really cool was each week, obviously we went through the book, but we also got a chance to go through life experiences together. We did a high and a low, just to kind of get a chance to see where people were, like the ups and the downs of their week. But we also got a chance to see just where they were even with this book. And this book did a really good job of like asking questions. And it did a great thing by allowing us to become vulnerable in those situations. And that is not always something that is easy to do if you've ever been in a situation like that. And it allowed us to create a community in an age range that it's hard to create community with if it's not already established earlier on. Anybody who knows, 20s and 30s are kind of one of those things where you have a friend group, and that friend group usually kind of stays with you unless life happens and people move away. And you don't really get a chance to develop like really tight knit relationships unless you are very intentional about it. And so what I think this group allowed was us to be intentional with creating community within that space. And we got a chance to get to know people that we otherwise would have never known. And so I personally was very appreciative of that, just because I had a chance to meet and talk to people and just kind of get to know them, but they also got a chance to get to know me too. I am a very open person to an extent, but there are also some things that I am very guarded with. And so this group kind of allowed for some walls to come down for me, especially just because there were some things that I opened up about that I don't just open up to everybody, because I don't know if it's a trust thing or what, but I'm not as open. I know you're listening, you're like, you're talking and you're doing all this kind of stuff, but there are certain things that I still don't let just anybody in. And so I was really appreciative of having that space that we could actually do that, and getting to know people and just getting to know their journey and where they are in life and how we can help, I think, each other get to our next steps in that. And so that's one thing I was super appreciative of this semester, is just having that space where I could get poured into me, and I wasn't necessarily having to pour into anybody else. And I love that. And we had some great small group directors. as far as like just over our church in general, but we also like our small group leaders, Jenna and Chase, did a great job of just kind of setting that environment up where we actually could just kind of be who we are, and we could be open and honest and just kind of let people in. And I think the more you do that, as scary as it sounds, the better off you're going to be in the long run. And that is something I can speak personally to, because you let people in, people bring their strength into the situation that help you when you can't carry on by yourself. And you also kind of have to put pride aside, because when you're guarded off, you're basically saying, I don't need anybody to help me with this. And you become very prideful, and you become just like, you do that kind of thing on your own, when in reality, you're not meant to. And so that's something that it's a lesson I've learned a lot, especially over this last semester. And I'm super appreciative that this was a season that we got to just kind of grow deeper in that. And that actually led to something that I've just recently picked up, and it is the sport of pickleball. And anybody who has played pickleball knows how addicting it can be, also knows how frustrating it can be. But and I've said this before and I'll say it again, I am not a natural athlete. There is nothing about Ben Lawson, if you look at him, that screams that guy is going to be on the ESPN highlight reel. There's nothing. I'm not going to be on SportsCenter. Dunna is not going to play for anything that I'm ever going to do in life. But this was something that I got out there one day and I tried, and it was super intimidating at first, because you have some pros and you have some people out there who are really good at the sport. And then you have some people who are like me, that this is their first time ever playing. And it is not always as fun initially. But again, this was a cool thing for me, because I put myself out there and I got involved in a sport. Number one, that was really just, it is fun to play and it is super addicting. But once you get the hang of it, you can start relaxing a little bit and you can start kind of just being in the moment. And I think for me, that is something that I've got to do over the last several weeks, especially, is just the more I kind of understand about it and the more I'm involved in the process, I'm like, okay, so this is what this means and this is what they mean. And I am able to be a little more open with just the people around us. And I have been able to meet some really cool people. Like, because if you look at pickleball, the demographic of the sport is a wide demographic. We have a lot of folks out there that are kind of in my age range, 20s and 30s, but you also have a lot of folks that are a little past the age range, that are in their 40s, 50s, and 60s, and even some folks out there in their 70s. And don't let snow on the roof fool you guys, because those folks are pretty amazing at the sport, because especially the retired folks, because guess what? They are retired and they have a lot of time to do those, just whatever they want to do. And pickleball may be the thing that they really want to do. And so they become really great at it. And I say that to say that I played this lady a couple weeks ago and I loved playing her, just because she immediately proved all of my initial judgments on her, just like based off of looks alone, wrong. Like, she immediately did that within the first 2 minutes of us playing. And I was honestly like pleasantly surprised by that, because Miss Tracy, if you saw her, you would think this lady is a sweet little Nana who just likes playing pickleball to get her exercise, just likes being out there in the fresh air and just enjoying the pretty weather and all that kind of stuff. No. Miss Tracy is going to war every time she is out there playing pickleball. And it is amazing just how, not necessarily like just competitive she is, but just the skill that this lady has. And she is in her 70s, but she is just, she will whoop anybody out there on a court. And I love that, because I myself was watching her play some of my friends, and we're in our 30s, and like, she was owning them on the court. And then when I got out there, she definitely owned me and my partner that I was playing with that day on the court. And it is just, it was so funny, just because it's like, I would have immediately misjudged this lady and just assumed all the opposite things of her. But that's when you put yourself in community like that, you just kind of get a chance to get to know the actual real story of people versus what you could actually perceive as that. And it is really cool when you actually have a chance to talk to people like Miss Tracy and like different ones who are out there, and you just kind of get to know their story and get to know who they are, and you can gain wisdom from that. Like, I think that's the biggest thing, is don't ever discount who gets put in your life for whatever reason, whether it's a sporting event or whether it's like you're a random encounter at a coffee shop, don't ever discount that, because you can gain wisdom from others' experiences, but they too can also gain wisdom from you, like when you're allowing yourself to be open and just kind of just talk to people. And I know that's, I leaned more toward the extroverted side of life, but there are sometimes I am very shy if I don't have a group of people around me that I do know. If there's not at least one person within that circle, it can be kind of very intimidating. But something that when you allow yourself to be open and to just kind of talk to people, you get a chance to get to know them better. They also get a chance to get to know you better, but you also get a chance to grow from their conversations. Like, because if we just listen to other people, I think we can gain a ton of wisdom than had we just like put in our headphones and just kind of tune folks out. And I think that is something that being in this kind of community, I am around a ton of people of varying age ranges, and you get a chance just to see how they do life and how life experiences happen for them, and they get a chance to hear the same thing from you. And we can grow from those kind of things. We can take different stories and different experiences, and we can apply that wisdom to our own life. And again, I think that's a huge benefit of community, is when you have people around you, you have people that you can grow and learn from. Like, there is a scripture that says iron sharpeneth iron. And when you put people around you that, like, I've always heard this too, is like, it's important not to be the smartest person in the room, because when you're not the smartest person in the room, then you have people around you that you can learn from and you can grow from, and you can take wisdom from them, and you can actually apply that to your own life. And so that is something that the older I get, the more I'm just kind of applying that to my own life, just because I know when I was in, especially when I was younger, I thought I knew everything. And I think anybody who was a teenager or in their early 20s probably had moments like that. It's like, well, I don't need to listen to anybody else. But the older I get, the more I realize that people around you are pretty smart if you actually just take time to listen. And so again, I think that's the big benefit of community, is just learning and growing from everybody. And I think that's where I think just putting yourself out there, especially even if you're not an extremely extroverted person, like I find myself somewhere along the middle between extroverted and introverted. But even when you find yourself like in a place that may be just a little bit uncomfortable, I think it is important for you to realize that that's when you can do the most growing personally in your life. And in turn, other people get a chance to get to know you, and they get to know just how great of a person that you are, but they also get something that they need in their lives as well. Because I think sometimes we don't always realize that we might be the missing puzzle piece in somebody else's life, and vice versa. They may, you find people in these spaces, and the more you get to know them, the more you do life together, you create these really great bonds that over time help you to grow as a person, and also hopefully in turn help them to grow. But you create this really fun life that you're doing with somebody else that is really cool, because it's not just you anymore. You now have a shared experience with somebody else, and you now have a chance just to share memories. And I think that's really cool to think about, because there are people in my life that I now share some really cool stories and some really cool memories with, that had I not plugged myself into a community or had I not been open, I would have never got a chance to experience those kind of things. And I am forever grateful for that, because those kind of life experiences make us who we are, and they make us as, I think, better people in general. Because if we didn't have those kind of life experiences, it would be a very boring life. And I think the fact that when you get to a certain age, you can just go back and you can reminisce. It's like, man, those are some fun times. And just like, I can't believe I would have ever done that. And it's hilarious, because again, you're not doing it by yourself. You have people around you, and you have this weird little family that now have those shared wonderful memories. Well, at the same time, you've created a support system that is going to help you through the best times, but it will also help you through the worst times too. And I think that's important too, is to realize that you have somebody that you can trust, that you can call on when life sometimes will go sideways, because inevitably that is going to happen. And you have, with that community, you now have people that you can trust and that you can rely on in those times of need. And hopefully you are able to do the same for them. So I guess that's the big important message of this, is just putting the you in community. Like, you need to be there. Like, you need to be a part of something, whatever it looks like for you, because it may not be a pickleball group for you. It may be a knitting circle for you, if that's what you like to do. No judgment. And for my introverts, who your community may not look like everybody else's, I do encourage you to find at least a couple people that you can walk through life with, because inevitably we're going to face the moments in life that are not going to be great. And the biggest thing I found is knowing that I have people around me that are going to help lift me up and help support me in those moments. Those friends really help get me through those situations. So if that's a piece of advice I can give to you, just because I know your community may look a little smaller than some of our more extroverted folks, and that's okay. But I do encourage you to find a couple people that you can just do life with and create your own little community, no matter how small it is. And I guess that's what I leave us with, guys. Find community. Find people around you that are going to help you grow and help you become the best person that you can be, and just really create a fun life with them. And I really appreciate you guys listening. And until next time, I am Ben, and I hope you have a wonderful day. Bye.